The groundhogs tell us spring is right around the corner, but Newsline didn't take their word for it and spoke with human forecaster, AccuWeather senior meteorologist Paul Pastilak.
Paul, always great to have you here. I heard it noted this morning on 880 that it will be tough to see your shadow when it's not sunny. True?
Yeah, it is dark when he makes his prediction, right? And there's about 10 people huddled over him, so all the camera lights are blocked out as well. So it's pretty hard to see a shadow, although he sees it more often than not. That's what I don't get here for this year. So.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, let's forget about the rodents, as we say, and let's find out what you have to say about the forecast for the next 6 weeks. What is it looking like? Tough winter or not so much?
Well, I'm going to give him a little love. I think that he's right over the next, a week or week and a half. I think we're going to have some mild temperatures, not much going on as far as snow in the east. And for a lot of portion of the country, it's very unsettled. Of course, we know the stories in the southwest and the southern U.S. But after that, Bridget, is when things start to take a change. So I think the groundhog had his short-term glasses on, not his long-term, because I think there's going to be a pattern change after we get past Valentine's Day. And we may see some colder and some snowier weather returning to parts of the Northeast.
Ooh, okay. So you've got your long-range goggles on there, Paul. So after Valentine's Day, are you talking just cold weather for our area or snow or both?
Well, here's how it's going to go. I think there's a storm between the 12th and 14th that comes through the Mid-Atlantic states, and we see a knockdown. Not a tremendous amount of cold, but just a knockdown in temperatures. Kind of sets the stage up, and some colder air will pour into the middle of the country first, but the storm track might get pretty active on the East Coast, and that starts to, you only need a little bit of cold this time of the year to get snow, and I think that's what we'll be seeing here in the, week three, week four of February, and as we get more snow on the ground and that colder air starts to shift east, I think that's when you'll start seeing those temperatures drop, a little bit of a shocker, maybe lasting all the way into the start of March before it starts to release again. So I think, I think we still got some more winter from the Midwest to the East Coast at this point.
Right. And wow, that timing around the 14th or so, that's just a couple of days away from the long weekend, the President's Day holiday. And we've talked about this before, Paul, in terms of snow totals expected for this winter season. Correct me if I'm wrong, if I'm misremembering, but it sounds like we're going to get some snow, so it'll seem like a lot, but that's because we barely had any last season.
Right, and we're still low right now. We only have 2.3 officially at Central Park for the season, and we talked about this in our seasonal forecast back in the fall, that things could come in clusters. It's an El Nino season. It comes in bunches, and the back end could be hit hard. So we were looking at this back in September and October, and all the teleconnections, everything's starting to come into play that we're not just pulling this out of a hat right now. We're seeing all these teleconnections. We just got to fit the pieces to the puzzle as we get into the second half of February and early March.
Or out of the ground, right? As they did with the, with the groundhog. Senior AccuWeather meteorologist Paul Pastilak, we thank you so much. Have a great weekend.